Jeffrey's worried that it's gonna happen again. What do I even say to her? It's so embarrassing. Quick, come on, think of something. Think of porn, think of a girl. It's too late, Jeffrey. You've stressed yourself out so much and now you can't get it hard. Adonis! Adonis pulls Jeffrey's pants back up and walks him through the exact process needed to get rock-hard erections like he should do as a young man. First things first, he sits down with Jeffrey's woman and explains in a way that she totally understands. And then Adonis waves away all of the scammy products and teaches Jeffrey the one tactic he needs to improve his erections. And then there's you. Today we're going to help a young man who's posted online asking for advice about his experience with his girlfriend. The post is titled, "My GF called me pathetic because I couldn't get hard. My GF and I were about to have sex, but for some reason I was not able to get hard. This has happened two other times. She got extremely upset at me and called me pathetic." That's gonna fucking hurt, man. Imagine being there, like, dick out, pants down, and your own girlfriend lashing out at you. "For the other time, she also got very mad at me and told me that I have to figure it out on my own and that this shouldn't happen to a guy. I tried explaining to her why it was happening, mostly because I get nervous and overthink when we're about to do it. She did not care to listen. What should I do in this situation?" I get it. And I think many guys do. This is actually a problem that so many more guys than usual are facing. And it sucks that you don't really have a supportive partner. So I'm going to break down why this is happening to you, how to overcome it, and we'll talk about your girl as well. So why this is happening to, I'm speaking to this Reddit poster, but also to you, the young man who's watching this video, because this will probably happen to you too. So to give you some context, I lost my virginity at 19 years old. With my girlfriend, like the first ever woman that I really loved. And so it was a really sweet way to enter this sort of chapter of my life. But that relationship didn't work out. And then after that, when I was like single and dating casually and sleeping with girls casually, that's when out of nowhere, I started to get this massive problem, which is called erectile dysfunction, which happens for two reasons. So online, the advice out there, it's not explained so well, but so I want to explain to you, your dick will not get hard for two reasons, physical or psychological. Physical can be, for example, if your health is so bad that you just can't push the blood flow there, maybe your testosterone is really low. A lot of guys will think that testosterone is their problem, but chances are physical is not the issue for you. If you're 70 years old and your T levels are pretty much non-existent, then maybe it's a physical problem. Maybe it's testosterone. But the way to find out if it's physical is to just ask yourself, can you get an erection by yourself? Like if you would just imagine this right now, if you put really like good porn on, obviously don't watch porn, but if you did and you were really in the mood and you were really relaxed, could you get an erection? For most guys who thought they had low testosterone, when I ask them that question, they're like, "Oh no, I know I could by myself." Then it's not physical. Then it's psychological. There is some kind of problem in your mind, in the way that your mind is perceiving this environment. And that's what's causing this extra level of stress and anxiety. And so it's leading to performance anxiety. Like you get really nervous, even if you don't want to admit it to her. You're quite nervous, you're overthinking. You're thinking about ways to perform. And the reason why you're getting these symptoms is usually because of stuff that happened in childhood and in our teenage years. So to this guy, he's actually said that it's happened a few other times. He gets nervous and he overthinks when he's about to do it. And maybe you have this too. One of the reasons why this is happening is because of porn. Not just because we watched porn and, you know, it's like bad for No Nut November or anything like that. But when you watch porn, what you're basically doing as from your early teenage years or whenever you started watching is you start to condition your brain and your body to believe that this is like your sexual life. And that's not right. Because when you were watching porn as a teenager or young guy, what were you doing? You were shyly locked away in the room. You were purposely trying not to make a sound. If we really watched you when you were like fapping as like a little teenager, not in a weird way, but if you know, if we observed you know, one of the interesting things we'd see? You wouldn't be breathing fully. You'd be like, oh, like, you know, scared, like listening out for noises and stuff. You're basically conditioning yourself to have like this kind of sex life of an absolute wimp who's neurotic, who's anxious. This is what our porn watching was like for us, wasn't it? If you remember those times when you first started jacking off, you didn't do it with this big alpha male energy where you're grunting and you're so loud and you're so confident with yourself. You did it in this thing of like you're hiding away, you can't tell anyone, you can't breathe, you can't make any noises. And that translates to then like how you become sexual with a woman. That's just one problem. But another problem, which is so interesting, which people online don't really know, but spiritual people know this, is that as men, our stomach, our bellies are the source of our power. This is what many spiritual guys say, but normal guys don't really understand this. Your stomach is the source of your power, and it's also the source of your sexual energy. You might think like sexual energy comes just from the genitals, but really your sexual energy almost, it's kind of like it's heavily linked or even originates from your stomach. Basically, if there's any problems with your stomach, it's going to lead to problems in your sexual life. I learned this when I signed up to get breathwork coaching. So basically, I paid like this spiritual guy money so that he'd go on a video call with me and teach me like ways that I could breathe that would like improve my health. And just from him, imagine like going on a Zoom call, right? We went on this Zoom call. Within minutes, he was like, "Oh yeah, just relax your jaw." And I was like, "What?" He was like, "Oh yeah, your jaw is a bit tense right now." And I was like, he was able to spot that, which straight away I was like, that's actually almost impressive. And then he made me stand up. He could see my like upper body. And I started doing this breathing protocol. And he kept on saying it to me multiple times during our session and even multiple sessions later. He can see that my stomach is constricted and that's the source of sexual power. And then he asked me questions about that. He asked me, "What was your family's view on sex and relationships?" And so I replied, "Well, I'm brown. It's kind of like a taboo thing. We don't talk about it. It's not allowed. I wasn't even allowed to have a girlfriend. Like my parents didn't allow me to have a girlfriend until I was like 18, 19 years old." The way that your family reacted to your desire for the feminine energy, so you're like basically when you wanted a girlfriend, or maybe you were watching porn, maybe you wanted to have sex, the way your family often spoke about sex actually stays like rooted in you in a physical way. I thought that this was all like woo-woo shit, but when this guy could literally see my symptoms in front of him on a Zoom call as well, I realized it was absolutely the truth. So the two big problems that most guys have is you either have a physical or a psychological issue regarding like not being able to get hard. And that usually comes from the way that like your family kind of treated sex. So to overcome these things, this is like the step-by-step process that you can do. And I hope this guy who's posted this, I mean, it was 9 months ago. I'm not sure if he'll see this anymore, but I hope that he eventually sees this. We first, step by step, we want to make sure it's not a physical problem. So we want to do this experiment and don't just like fap for no reason, but like just ask yourself with truth, could you get an erection if you watched porn and you started masturbating by yourself right now? If the answer is yes, sure, then you can move on to the next step. If you're like unsure because you haven't watched porn in a while, but you've not had any random erections, this is like the one random time that I tell you, like, okay, you can probably go watch some. Don't fucking fap, don't really set your no-fap streak, but just see if your dick gets hard. Just see if like you can actually make it hard by yourself. If you can make it hard by yourself, then it's not a physical issue. It's probably psychological. If you can't make it hard by yourself, then it is a physical issue. And there's two big things I'll tell you is, improve your health, like your sleep and your diet. I've done so many videos on health on YouTube, so you can just search like Hamza Health, Hamza Sleep, Hamza Diet, and you can watch some of those videos. And if it's testosterone, what I recommend is if you're old enough, go and get a testosterone test and see what your number is. Because a lot of guys, they've never had a test before, so they don't even know if they're low testosterone, high testosterone. If you go get a test and your number is like 200 nanograms per deciliter, you're at like clinically low levels that you could then be really focused. You know, you've got this piece of data, this number that now you can improve on, and you could get another test in like 3 months. It makes you just kind of obsess over it. So if you can afford to get a testosterone test, absolutely go and get one. The website I personally use is, this is an affiliate link, there's no like links in the description, but if you're in the UK and maybe some other countries, the website I use is called MediChex, MediChex. I personally use that website, and I have done for like 3 years. It's just like the one that I use, because they'll send it to your home. You just do like, you just prick your finger, put the blood in there, send it off. They'll show you the result that you've got. If it's not a physical issue and it's a psychological issue, and it's probably caused by something that happened in childhood, or your family's view to sex and the way that you watch porn and masturbated, the single greatest thing that you can do is to breathe fully, is to unlock your stomach. So your stomach might be way more locked up than you think. And I really wish you could take this advice seriously. Like, I'm wishing younger me was watching this, because the amount of pain I went through in this situation when I didn't know how to deal with this. The biggest thing you can do is, if you relax fully, like as much as you can right now, and really cue your breath to enter like deep into your stomach, and let your stomach and your chest really move as you breathe. So you want both, you're not just like one or the other, you want both. You want your stomach to start bulging with each breath, and then your chest to follow along past that as well. All the way down, all the way up. This one thing, if you can practice for 5 minutes, 10 minutes every day, it will absolutely change how hard your dick gets when it's time. And if you remember to actually breathe fully when you're about to have sex, so for example, if you, like, you and your girlfriend are getting ready, that's when you should try and do this even more. You might notice to yourself this particular times that you won't breathe fully. Like, this is something you might become aware of in like a couple of weeks or a couple of months from now. It might be so obvious to you that you're not breathing fully, and you'll be like, fuck, bro, I lived like that my entire life. It's so weird. Like, you don't realize this is a problem up until you start breathing fully. Like, you practice it for a few minutes a day, and then it starts becoming so clear. You're like, what the fuck? This is like my normal stomach, but it's so locked up. Is this how I've been living my entire life? When it's time for you to actually have sex, then just try and breathe the same way. It's not like weird. Like, imagine if you and your girl are kissing or something. For you to breathe fully, it's not like a weird thing to do at all. It's actually weirder if you're breathing shallowly, if you're barely breathing, if your breath is getting caught, if your like stomach and your chest isn't moving with your breath. That's a bit stranger. Breathe all the way fully, like a fat, relaxed king would. Breathe like a king. Let's continue reading this post. So, top comments with 3,000 upvotes, get a new girlfriend. And there's just a bunch of guys who are just saying, like, yeah, by second this, I agree, I agree, I agree, I agree. Actually, we've got to talk about the girlfriend. Now, he said she got extremely upset at me and called me pathetic. The other time, she got very mad at me and told me I have to figure it out on my own. So, just by this small post, it sounds like his girlfriend's not being supportive, and if anything, she's being insulting. If this is her personality throughout, like, the rest of her relationship with him, like, she's randomly insulting, disrespectful, then, like, she doesn't sound like a good person to be with. And I would absolutely just think to yourself, bro, have some fucking respect for yourself and, like, go be single rather than be with someone who's, like, being insulting towards you. But I would be very interested. He didn't give like much information here. It's only this one paragraph. And I know the amount of like red pill, you know, like alpha male type of guys who are gonna all say, like, oh yeah, break up with her, break up with her. When you're a little bit older and you understand like relationships a bit more, this is actually very like such an interesting sign, because this, anyone who's experienced in relationships will tell you this is her bringing her own trauma, pain, and insecurity at this situation. So the reason why she's extremely upset and called him pathetic is because she's insecure as fuck. What's happened is this guy's not being able to get hard. And you know how this guy's not breathing properly and he's got all these random thoughts in his mind? She has got the exact same thing, and she's thinking, oh, this means that I'm not attractive. He's calling me fat. Like in a way, I don't even blame his girlfriend for this, because like if this video would get more views if I shouted and said, yeah, she's such so stupid and she belongs to the streets and, you know, like red pill shit. But if you actually want to know the 100% truth, she's been through shit as well. So you know how as young guys, we started watching porn and we weren't breathing right. And, you know, we watched porn with massive fucking cocks. And then when it was time for us to like look down when we finally hit puberty and thinking like, damn, my dick is kind of small compared to that big black guy on porn. This is a scam, bro. What the fuck is this? Girls have the exact same thing too. girls see these beautiful models, these porn stars with massive titties and everything, and they feel super insecure as well. And so when a girl is with a guy, but the guy can't get an erection, for many girls, they'll instantly get like a huge barrage of negative thoughts. They'll literally imagine like this is your girlfriend that you love, and she'll randomly get flashbacks to like being bullied when she was 7 years old next to like the pretty girl in primary school. And so it's very easy for us to just say, oh yeah, well, she was hostile and insulting, so she's a bad person and they should break up. Very easy. All of these guys here, basically, like what I would say, these are kind of basic guys, because the real advice that any intelligent person would give to this guy, like the real comment that should be the highest upvoted comment, would be a question. It would be multiple questions. It'd be asking questions like, what is she like in other areas of your relationship? Anyone who gives relationship advice like this, or just advice in general, where basically they're telling someone to do like a life-changing decision to break up with their partner without even having much information, you know that all these commenters here are actually simpletons, even though they seem like they're giving the right advice because his girlfriend's being mean. Because the correct thing is to ask him, is she usually mean? Is she usually disrespectful? If she is, then you're dating some low-quality girl, then yeah, fuck her off, fine. I actually agree with that. But if we asked him this question and this the original poster, and he replied with, no, she's actually really nice and I really love her and she really loves me, it's just weird. Like the three times this has happened, she turned really insulting, which is unlike her. If he commented that as a response, I'd be like, okay, so she's actually got potential to be a really good partner. It's just that this specific scenario really seems to upset her. Can you think why? Maybe this guy doesn't know his girlfriend, like, you know, that much, that he doesn't know, you know, what sex was like in their sort of family, like how it was discussed. He doesn't know her first exposure to porn, to, you know, the kind of movies which made her feel bad when she was like 12 years old. And there was like those Hollywood movies of the random hot girl who's got bigger titties than everyone, and she's like the famous girl who's doing, you know, just like Hollywood shit, right? That's the kind of question people need to be asking. What I will tell you, if you're watching this and you can relate to this, just be careful getting advice from the internet, because honestly, most people are just fucking brain dead. Most people will just throw their own agenda at you because they're in like an emotional phase. So for example, all these guys here are probably in the emotional phase of like, yeah, you know, girls aren't important and I'm like a high value man and I'll just stay single. And this might not actually be the best advice that would lead this guy to like this life that he wants to get to. Because you're never going to get the kind of relationship you want if the first like protocol is breaking up when there's problems. You can call me like blue pill if you want, but when I'm speaking to actual like fucking gentlemen, when I'm speaking to men who are businessmen, who make more money than like every other guy I've met, who have got children, who have got wives, who are Christians, who are Muslims, when you really like, when you take a step back from the fucking cringe internet influencers, the red pill guys, the alpha males, and you look at the real alpha males of the world, like the businessmen who are married, religious, they've got children, none of them would give advice like straight away. Like, imagine if you asked them, oh bro, you know, like I'm having this problem with my girlfriend and she shouted at me. No fucking real man would look you in the eyes and say, oh, break up with her. He'd listen and he'd ask you more questions. And most likely, any good man would actually always side on working through some kind of problem. And especially businessmen who are fathers and husbands, they're amazing at this, because they just treat, like, the reason, this is a quick weird thing, but the reason why business makes you so great in relationships is because your relationship almost is like a company. And businessmen who have scaled up their company know how to improve it. They know, okay, we need to look at each individual person. We need to find out the constraints of their skill. Like, what's their lowest skill that's kind of like keeping them capped, and let's improve their level in that skill so that cap kind of goes up. And they do the exact same thing with their relationship. So imagine if this is the biggest problem in their relationship right now. He could go and get a new girlfriend, but it might happen again. Or he could figure out how to basically level up his relationship so that this is no longer a problem. He'd focus on this. He'd sit his girlfriend down, and let's say she's receptive and she's actually like apologetic afterwards. And she's like, oh, I don't even know why I said that, but it just hurt me for some reason. And then imagine it happens again. And everyone again is like, oh, well, you should break up. You see, you just should break up. When actually the smart guy would sit his girlfriend down and say like, so what's going on? How can we improve this? Because I'm trying to improve it, you know, on my side. I'm trying to improve my health, my psychology and stuff. But from your side, like, let's try and break down why it hurts you so much. Why is it? Again, I want to make this very clear. If she's a low quality woman and she's just disrespectful all the time, then yeah, fuck her off. But if she's actually like, if you've got a nice girl, but there's some kind of problem with her, and that's the problem that you keep fixating on, a good man, a man who's actually good at business especially, will realize, okay, well, we've just got to level up that problem. How do we level up the problem? We usually just need to like figure out which skill is involved, and we just use that skill. For many people, it's something like effective communication. It's like getting over attachment styles. Let's continue reading some of the comments. This guy said, "Your dick's trying to tell you something that your brain doesn't want you to realize. Your girlfriend is trash." I don't think so. Your ability to get an erection with a girl does not correlate with her quality. Now, again, he's replied saying, like, in this case, the right head is thinking clearly. So maybe she is a low quality girl, but let me just give you this piece of advice. This Redditors have upvoted this, and think about how actually stupid this advice is. This advice, what he's saying is, trust your dick. That's what this advice is, and Redditors have upvoted it like crazy. This guy is giving advice that the original poster and basically men in general should listen to the message their dick is telling them. If you're a young guy and you've not, had many of these experiences, let me just tell you something like man to man. There'll be a lot of times where your dick will want you to go after the wrong woman. And this is usually most men's biggest mistakes. You know how we say, like, don't be emotional men and don't make decisions based on emotion? Making decisions based on your dick is like one level below emotions. It's pure primal. And in like the old days, it would have been cool to be cavemen and just go around pillaging villages and taking over the women and stuff, fine. But we're not like that anymore. And these days, if you want that sort of like, yeah, I'm an alpha male and my dick's like really cool and everything, I've got high testosterone. The real alpha males these days realize that just listening to your dick actually gives you such a worse life, and it's better to use your brain to think clearly. So this commenter is saying, like, okay, well, since your dick's not getting hard with this girl, it shows that your girl is kind of trash, and her response kind of proves it. But I'm gonna actually argue against this and say your dick can get hard with really low quality girls. Just ask yourself this question. Don't fucking lie to yourself. But for a fact, imagine like you were in like this room with this girl who actually looked low quality, covered in tattoos, fake titties, fake lips. The thing is, in a weird way, your dick might actually get harder faster for her than like a beautiful feminine woman, like some gorgeous 10 out of 10 dream quality woman. Like, many guys won't admit this and be like, oh, no, I'd choose the 10 out of 10. Oh, yeah, of course you would. But the truth is, like, your erection does not correlate to the woman's quality. If anything, sometimes it's inverse. A lot of the times, for guys who have experienced stuff, will tell you it's actually kind of easier to get erections with women who are lower quality because you don't have that like stress. So once again, this is just shit advice from another Redditor, and this is the second upvoted piece of advice here as well. I can't believe I'm saying this, but this is one instance where a man should be thinking with his dick. That's definitely why you couldn't get hard. She's the problem. Maybe. Does it help you though? As a man, does putting the responsibility on other people ever help you? One of the piece of advice we give in like this sort of masculine self-improvement space online, which is probably one of the best piece of advice that like we leaders and influencers can give to the young guys, take responsibility for 100% of the things that happen in your life. Now, let's say the universal truth is that this guy just can't get an erection with this girl. And it's only been 3 times, right? So it's like, it's not even like that big of a, it's not that consistent of a problem he's having. But saying that she's the problem isn't going to lead this guy to go and pursue potentially fixing this problem. And then if it happens again, and let's say it happens again, but with way more of a nicer girl, but who's just really beautiful, and that makes him anxious as well. Imagine saying again, like, oh, well, yeah, she's the problem. Maybe you should leave her as well. The advice doesn't make any sense. The advice is really stupid. So as a man, it's very easy for you to say, like, oh, but like my dick couldn't get hard with that girl, so it's her problem. A better thing for you is like, why don't you just figure out how to maximize your erection quality so that you can improve it with basically every girl. Now, certainly you are gonna have like different compatibility with different girls. You have a specific kind of sexual energy, And often it's the opposite of that that you're attracted to. So you might be facially attracted to this really hot girl, but her sexual energy might be kind of like too similar to yours. So it's not very attractive. It's not like, you know, the polarity, the opposites. And so it doesn't go in together. That can certainly happen. But I think men should just take responsibility for 100% of the things that happen in their lives. And so if you're feeling like your erectile health isn't that good, improve it. Don't ever think to yourself, oh yeah, you know, it's that girl's fault. Similarly, this is like, it just reminds me of like the drunk losers who I'd see on a night out. Imagine like I'm 21 years old and I'm outside of a bunch of nightclubs partying, you know, from like with my university friends. And it's very interesting. They would always be a fairly short but kind of loud, confident black guy who was dressed quite sharp. And I'd see this almost every night where he'd go up to like a girl that he was kind of attracted to and he'd be, you know, pushed off. Like the girl didn't like, wasn't attracted to him. And he'd get loud as fuck saying something like, as I'm walking away, like, oh, well, yeah, you're butters anyway. You're like, you're ugly anyway. It's like, I used to see this happen all the time. It's like, you're just not taking the responsibility, the fact that like she didn't like you. And so now you're just putting it onto her instead. It's a very disgusting culture, like a lot of like men have, which is like, they'll just put the problem onto the woman. This is boy psychology. It's like blaming mommy for something that happened. Don't do that shit. Everything that happens in your relationship, everything that happens with your interaction with a woman, you may as well think it's down to you, because this way you benefit from it. This way you get to improve. Even if, let's say it's her fault. Let's say you date a woman who's just crazy, toxic, whatever, right? So many guys will say, oh, well, yeah, she's crazy, toxic, whatever, whatever. But the intelligent guy will put the responsibility on himself and say, okay, maybe there's something that I could improve on with how I'm attracted to women because I got into this situation. That intelligent guy probably will not get into the same situation again, whereas all these little bitchy little Redditors who are saying, oh, yeah, she's just the problem, she's just the problem, they will keep getting into the same situation because they haven't learned their lesson. So universally, she probably is the problem in this situation. She probably is, but it doesn't help you at all to think that way. It always helps you as a man to think that the problem is with you, even if it's something that someone else has done. If your best friend has snaked you and stabbed your back, it's not your best friend's fault. It was yours for not seeing that. This is probably the first good comment. We've had to scroll down a little bit for it, but this is the first good comment. Yeah, this is a downward spiral. She might be reacting like this because many women assume it's because you are not attracted to them. That could make her insecure and lash out. With that being said, this is an extremely toxic way to deal with it. Every once in a while, there will be something that prevents you from getting it on. A healthy relationship is where you manage to figure out what went wrong without anyone feeling there to blame 100%. This is a skill that I'd love to teach, like the younger people, of navigating conflicts that arise in your relationship. When I was going through a lot of the dating advice content when I was 17, 18, 19, I went down the red pill route. And there it's like, you don't, like, in this culture of like men's masculinity, no, like it's seen as almost blue pill and weak to ever think of the fact that when you get into a relationship with someone, that you'll have some kind of conflicts that it's valuable to work through in a way that is actually effective. So many of these like big masculine guys that you see have absolutely miserable love lives. They have like, they are genuinely miserable behind the scenes because they don't know how to navigate these things. They're attractive. They've got like, you know, the status, the game and everything. They're very good at attracting women. A lot of guys are these days, like all the advice you've seen online, top 7 ways to get girls and all that bullshit, all these Redditors, Andrew Tate type of stuff. Like there's many guys who are actually becoming very good at attracting women, knowing how to take better pictures for Tinder and Instagram, knowing how to like, you know, have game and how to like go on first dates and be sexy. But the amount of guys who are actually like good at the skill of love is absolutely pathetic, because in general, the men who are good at the skill of love aren't on social media every day posting content of themselves. It's usually only more of the lonely guys who are just going from podcast to podcast speaking about the red pill and arguing with the women there. Those guys are amazing at attracting girls, but they're very bad at holding down relationships. And you can do this. You can go look at your favorite influencer right now and see like where the fuck is his like long-term relationship. All of them are these like traditional guys and stuff. None of them have children. None of them are in long-term relationships. They can't hold a relationship down for like more than a couple of months at a time. Almost no male influencer can. The ones who can are the ones who like are a lot less clickbaity and viral. So you don't see them in the like the news or whatever bullshit. You don't see them in like, you know, popping off and people reacting to them and stuff because they make like level-headed content which doesn't pop off on social media these days. Mark my words, probably 1% of relationship advice out there is good. Maybe my advice is even trash, but I think my advice is getting a lot better because I've really learned. Like, I started so bad at the skill of love and being in a relationship. I was fucking trash. I was toxic as fuck. But any like long-term followers of my channel, they're watching this right now, like nodding their heads. If you followed along with me for the last 3 years, you know for a fact I've done pretty fucking well to improve my relationship and my love life. I've been in a solid relationship for a year, but even that, you know, there's been so many things to improve on. But before this, like 3 years ago, fuck me, bro. I was exactly like these red pill guys saying, you know, like fuck this, this, and this. And the amount of progress I've made is I'm very proud of it. And that's why I continue to speak about some relationship issues because it's like a skill, like a problem that I've actually made pretty good progress on. Just attracting the women is fucking like that's the first level. It's not the hardest part. That's the level that most young guys are gonna watch. And if I make a video saying like how to attract more girls on Instagram, how to like text a girl or something, that's gonna get 1 million views. If I make a video saying like how to make sure your girlfriend feels loves, that's not gonna get us anywhere near probably 50k, 75k, because a lot less guys are currently searching for that. Most guys are stuck in the attraction phase, and the problem is that all their little red pill influencers are attracting these guys and teaching them the sort of degenerate, cool, cold-hearted way of like, you know, not responding to a text and taking longer and beyond your purpose, and they don't even ever explain to you what purpose is because they've never even opened like any kind of spiritual book before. The advice out there for young men who actually want to have genuine loving relationships is so bad. If you just want to get some stinky hole, like if you just want to open up some club thoughts, girl, like you know, like legs, if you want to get any of the girls on Fresh and Fit, then listen to all these little red pill influencers, fine. They'll get you some stinky hole and you'll also get herpes from it. But if you actually want to get like into a loving, serious relationship, you cannot trust the men who can't even hold one down. Most of the advice out there is so bad. And what I have realized is when you really do want to build that relationship and you want to start getting ready for children, that's when you'll start to feel a bit more blue-pilled and you'll be like, wait, blue-pill? Like, I thought it was cringe and weak all this time, but actually it's got like a lot of truths. You're gonna fuck so many more women if you're this cold-hearted red pill guy, but you also lose your soul every time you do that and you destroy whatever faith you do have. You've turned into a full-on degenerate, and you know that's not good for you. Taking a step back from that kind of culture and going more into this one where you actually think to yourself, okay, I actually want to have children in a few years. What's the best environment to raise children? It's where the man and the woman are in a solid relationship. Simple as that. That's what I'm going to create into a reality. If having children is going to be a very important part of your life, it's time to step out of boy psychology, red pill shit. You know what's interesting? All of these little red pill guys, all of them are pretending they're not even red pilled anymore. As soon as red pill wasn't cool anymore, like earlier this year, all of them are like brushing aside being red pilled. Now, it's very interesting that as soon as like being anti-degenerate has become the new like popularity narrative, all of the red pill degenerates are now pretending to be anti-degenerate as well. It's very interesting seeing that. So even the red pill guys are going against the red pill, which shows you like don't fucking listen to that advice out there. Don't try and be a degenerate. Don't try and like just get into a relationship and break up the moment that there's a fucking problem, because that means that your skill of love is pathetic. You're not a real G. You're not like a gangster or whatever shit you think you are if you like break up with a girlfriend because there's a problem. The strongest men that I know have had so many problems in their relationship, but they've constantly found out the way, the skill, the strategy to overcome those problems. Just like you turn your little shitty bit like online business from, you know, making $1,000 a month or something to like a company that's making a few million a year is the exact same thing that you do with your relationship. If you find that interesting, because I know there's many entrepreneurs who are watching this, maybe I'll do another video soon talking about how a relationship is so similar to like being a businessman. Because as soon as I broke this down, I started to realize how to level up your relationship so much more. This is an intelligence comment as well. Anger slash lashing out is always a secondary emotion. What's behind this insecurity? She thinks she can't get you hard and she attacks you so she doesn't have to feel bad herself. This is like psychology 101. She will not listen to you because she avoids negative emotions about herself like the plague. You can tell her how upset it made you feel, but she'll only get even more insecure. Honestly, this is such a shitty way of dealing with emotions, and you don't owe anyone an effort to fix them. I'd just walk away. Yeah, I mean, if you view this as fixing them, then sure. But what I will say is about 90% of the population, including like some good women that you'll meet, will have some kind of problems like this. You know, like every guy's fantasy these days is meeting the woman who's had the strong father figure, who's the feminine, you know, like pure woman. Every guy wants that. She's still had some kind of like problems that will stay inside of her and come out in your relationship. So you're right. You don't really have to try and improve anyone. You don't. But if you love a woman, it is worth trying to improve together. That's the whole point of the relationship, is basically to constantly take it to the next level and enjoy that process. If you don't love her and she's some random girl from the club or from Tinder or some shit, then yeah, sure, then obviously don't deal with any problems. But if you're in a relationship right now, or you want to get into one and you want to know what to do, and you really get into like a loving relationship with a woman who you think would be awesome to have children with, when you have these problems, don't consider just breaking up straight away. Speak to the people that you know who are in genuine, happy relationships, which unfortunately isn't many people, because most people take advice like this. Think about it, like 90% of the advice on this website is just shit, which means that most people, when they're going through relationship problems, one, they're shit at dealing with it, but two, they've got no one to speak to who is actually good at it. This is why, like, I'm so grateful that I just met like a good friend in Bali who's become my business coach now. He's married with two children. And like, he makes a fuck ton of money, very good at business. And he's like almost my go-to guy now to speak about relationship stuff. And even before this, I have a sleep coach. Like I got high ticket sleep coaching. I paid thousands of dollars for like this professional to help me with my sleep. He's married with children as well. And so when I have any kind of relationship issue, I speak to these men instead of fucking idiots on the internet who are all single and jacking off. Just be careful who you're taking advice from, because a lot of these people, like, they're all actually sat at home lonely. Now, one more time, I will fucking say, if she's a bad person, then sure. But chances are, if you're in like a deep relationship with a woman, you kind of know that she's actually an awesome girl. But there's probably one or two specific problems. And if you know how to navigate those problems and fix those problems, your relationship gets to the next level and it turns like beautiful again. You should break up with that horrible person. What kind of absolute terrible person would belittle a guy for a normal thing? She's awful, dude. You don't want such a piece of trash in your life. This guy's projecting, in my opinion. Since he's so offended at it, I think he's projecting. It would fucking hurt, right? Imagine if you were in the situation where you pulled your pants down with your girlfriend and she started like being mean to you. It would hurt. But you'd want to figure out, okay, why is she doing this? If she's a horrible person, bin her off. If she's got some kind of pain and you love her, consider navigating this conflict. Because someone who loves you often can still in some ways be like mean to you. When you love someone, it you really do have like amplified emotions. And a lot of like the internet has shown you is like this perfect relationship with my woman, so submissive and she does everything that I want. When I hear that from guys who say like, oh, my girlfriend doesn't cause me any problems, I'm just thinking, bro, that's because she doesn't even fucking love you. She might have sex with you, but she does not love you at all. And she's going to end up like basically cheating on you eventually if your woman doesn't love you. Because if you love a woman and she loves you, there's inevitably going to be a bunch of problems because you both start to show your authentic real sides. And that's when you start to realize how much like fucking damage you both have. Even if you're not like traumatized, even if you're, you know, you haven't had like many pains as a child, that even healthy people still have a lot of things they need to work through when it comes into getting into a relationship and like managing having another person in your life. I wish I was 17 years old and I was hearing words like this rather than just these little sad men who are at home and just instantly giving the advice, break up, break up, break up, break up, break up. Ask questions. If she's always going to be disrespectful, fine. But often you can usually ask a couple of questions and break down the situation. You know, if you're having a problem with your girlfriend, you can literally just sit her down and ask a question like, why do you think that happens? And just watch how they'll open up, and you literally get to the next level of your relationship straight away. It's like breaking the next milestone in business. It's like you're stuck at like 1K a month for so long, and suddenly you fix one or two things, and you instantly go up to like 5 or 10K a month after that. You fix a few more things, and you instantly go up to like 50K a month after that. Why not do the same thing with your relationship? Like the same concept of the scrappy entrepreneur who's basically not making any money, and then he becomes like world famous and he's making millions of dollars a year. You could have that same kind of transformation with your relationship if you choose to figure out how to work on those like constraints, those bottlenecks, those problems. And you probably do that through not taking advice from these guys. I can't get wet when I don't have a good vibe with someone. The body knows. Trust your dick. Bye, Felicia. Once again, another person telling the poster to trust his body and his emotions. And again, like, your dick can get hard for very low quality women. Do not take this advice. I'm just getting like, I'm getting dumber by reading these comments, honestly. Reddit's dating advice is fucking terrible, so we'll leave it there. And if you enjoy videos like this, where you see me kind of give my input on, you know, this Reddit post or other videos or something, I'm not gonna do them too often, but you can let me know. And if you wanna get my input on your own advice, where you can do this two things. You can join Adonis School, which is kind of like the private, it's kind of like the Reddit, but it's like our private one. We do meetups, everything like that. Or you can actually come to our Reddit page. This is the free one that we have. I don't use this one much, so no promises. But if you did come to our Reddit page here, r/Hamza, and you wrote a post kind of like that one, where you give like a lot of personal details, you open up and you tell us what's like some big problem happening. Every now and then I'll go through my own subreddits and I'll like do a video like this if there's one that's like worth doing, but I'll do it a lot more inside of Adonis Gang and also my other product, Adonis School. So if you've been interested in those products, I'm going to start doing videos like this for the guys who post on these ones instead. If you are experiencing that problem of not being able to get hard, I really do get it, and I know how much it pains you. And so I feel very proud to tell you that there is absolutely hope that you can absolutely overcome that problem and get the kind of like rock hard, high testosterone erections that you deserve as a young man without taking any kind of drugs, supplements, pills, anything you need to buy. A lot of it comes down to your physical and psychological health. And a lot of that comes down to just spending a few minutes a day really breathing with force. Do one last breath with me before we end this video. All the way in with force, like you're a fucking king and you don't care about your stomach like bulging outwards. Even just one breath feels fucking awesome, especially when you're quite a reserved guy. If you purposely breathe loudly, it just feels so good. One more time. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.